Now, yes, he created the most incredible, remarkable obelisk I've ever seen in my life. Have you ever seen
Barnett
that?
Barnett Mondrian.
You've probably seen it in Texas.
An incredible, remarkable
in
obelisk,
in Houston,
you say?
It's an upside-down obelisk.
All my exes,
like the one in Paris, with a pointed top.
But the point is sticking down into the ground.
That's a Ku Klux Klan hat.
Pedestal. So the pedestal comes to a tip, and then there's this...
A pederast came to your tip?
This conical column that's on top of it, and so this gigantic weight of all iron is balanced on a millimeter of space.
Huh?
All right.
It's a sculpture.
Could you repeat that for me? I missed
and please go over
well,
it in
you were talking. So.
Well, that's what I do.
I talk. Well, some of us listen. And
I listen when I talk. I listen to myself.
That's right.
It serves me well.
No, it's, you know, okay, take the Washington Monument, tip it upside down.
Put it in your pocket.
See, you're not,
I'm not.
Listening.
I am listening.
And you balance it on a pedestal which has a tip. And Mr. Barnett Newman is such a genius sculptor that he was able to do this miracle. But it can be done. Many others have done it since, of course.
Dr. Happ, is that like getting an egg to stand on its head during the solstice?
Yeah.
Would you like to fire that while you're while you're preparing your packaging and et cetera and whatnot? Michael would be happy if you did.
I certainly would be happy. And
Michael?
This whole evening is all too short, and I suggest you and K-Rob and I extend the evening.
Well, that's up to K-Rob, I guess.
That's right. But K-Rob has given his assent. You can tell it by the hat he's wearing.
We can go late.
Which means...
Late.
It's like the white smoke coming out of the pipe to announce the Pope.
But I like you better over there, K-Rob.
No. He's such a genius. He can run the station from that place.
When he's over there. He can run it from there when he's there.
He can run the station.
He bilocates. K-Rob has bilocation
power. Well, I don't
know,
actually. He should be. I mean,
I don't know, actually, either. Well, actually was on in the Drag King contest last night. Will actually was one of the contestants. Well, one of the contestants that took part in the lip sync off. So there were five potential contestants that did a lip sync off to become one of the contestants. But Will Actually, whom I voted for, did not win because this other one stacked the deck with people in there who screamed and yelled.
With big tits.
No, with chest hair. Between somewhat large tits that later were revealed and were covered with sombreros about the size of a pancake. And that was to great effect. And affect and effect.
The question is, though, what was the lip syncing right? Was the dancing right?
It was fucking phenomenal.
That's what we want.
Great stuff. Will actually did these humpy push ups, humpa push ups, dancing and lip syncing to the music, facing the crowd, and giving head to the judges.
God bless you.
Bless you, Dr. Hal. The Drag King Contest. And guess who was there last night? Well, you don't even have to guess because I'm going to tell you whether you guess. Exactly. Michael wins the prize.
Woo-hoo! Did you give her my love? Did you tell her hello?
I said hello for you. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, because
I don't think she heard me.
I didn't know you knew her.
Sure. I had a thing with her, literally.
You did. What was that thing?
When she was a hooker.
Bruce Banner? And Dr. Hal, you were the MC of Whore Church.
That's right. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You would have loved Whore Church. We had trannies on every week or every month, whenever it was.
Trannies are not drag kings.
Drag kings. We had them all. All right.
We had it all.
Put it this way. We had miscellaneous.
It was a circus.
LGBT, GMO, XYZ.
Miscellaneous.
PFIQ.
We had everything, and we had super great metal, very heavy metal at the very end, provided by the genius, weirdo, naked Madman, Projectile Vomiting, Bob Madigan, and Fluff Girl, the greatest metal band of all time. Totally grunge, very incredible. Just, you know, very angry. And but him, he's got, you know, porno up on the wall, and he's got, you know, decapitated heads and Siamese twins and two-headed people, and, you know, he would do satanic. He did I saw him do a satanic mass, which he ascribed to Bob, by the way. Unbelievable. Bob. Because he thought he had a right to it because it was his name. But he made it like he equated Bob, the subgenius Bob, which he was into, with Satan. And he had a black mass with a naked girl, and, you know, covered her
a
with
black
whatever.
Mass?
And,
like the magazine?
No, a satanic mass.
A satanic mass.
Yeah, because he was, you know, he was good friends with, you know, the daughter
the mask of the Red
Carla
Death.
LaVey. The super ultra fox, Carla LaVey, with black leather, who was hot up to the age of 60.
H-A-W-T.
Hot, she's, yeah. Well, everybody looks great, of course, in a scuba diving suit, black, you know, but she is still having, and I missed it this year, she's still having a black Christmas on Christmas Day, every day to worship Satan, which, of course, change one letter
Christmas.
Of the word Satan, what do you get?
K-Rod.
Tuna. Tuna. You get
See,
tuna.
Humor is a way you deny the truth.
I deny your existence.
What was it? Who was it that said?
Truthfully, you may not exist after I deny you.
Nietzsche said, a joke is an epitaph on an emotion.
Aha. Okay.
And everything Nietzsche said was true, so.
I've got a Nietzsche trigger finger.
Yeah. So do I.
Who was that one? That might have been Bob Black. Wasn't that a Bob Black? The Nietzsche trigger finger line? I think Bob Black did that.
Billy the Great, you know Bob?
I know Bob, but not Bob Black.
The insane Bob Black, the evil Bob Black.
The most uncool Bob Black, from what I have been told.
The End of Work.
Right, The End of Work, his masterpiece.
Masterpiece, The End of Work. No,
and the
really,
end of Bob Black is and a person
Bob
that anyone
Black,
wanted
an
to have anything to do
that,
with.
That he's an evil guy that
he's
hurts
cut off.
People. And but
he's
I
been cut off.
I
86th.
He from the world
a long time ago.
Oh, is that so?
I don't know if he's
really?
Alive or not, but he has not taken part in any sort of fun things at all in 30 plus years.
I haven't 20 seen, years, right?
I haven't said his name. No,
20?
It's been long, 30 years.
30 years,
30
right.
years, yeah, 30 years.
I would say the last I heard of
years.
Bob Black probably was 90 or 88 or...
86,
or
85.
Like,
he got
yes.
86th and 86 or so or
Some,
so, so, so.
Well,
so.
I got a letter from him.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know, saying him this long letter in tiny little print, which he had Xeroxed and
uh-huh.
evidently sent to
uh-huh.
a bunch of people,
uh-huh.
in which he...
Oh,
wanted
yeah.
everybody to gang
everybody,
up on
DeVries. DeVries, wait, which DeVries was that?
DeVries,
oh, Palmer.
Not
Palmer DeVries.
Not Palmer Vrides. No, not Vrides.
You mean Nenslow?
No, DeVries. DeVries. I'm sorry. Yes.
Wait, Bob Black had a Nenslow
thing
too.
That's his name, isn't it, Al? What's his first name? DeVries.
If you're here today, you mean Nenslow.
Satan is real too.
Yes, but his okay. Well, Nenslow. In any event, he had a feud
event.
Going with him by letter, in which they both threatened to blacken each other's name throughout the quote underground unquote. You know, like we're you know.
This is
and,
so boring, right?
And well, yeah, but this was the era of mail art and zines.
Yeah, totally. And, but I never did any of that crap with my mail art. We had a good time, didn't we? We had good times. Good times.
Right. He was a sociopath. Bob
was that?
Was a sociopath. And
if you're listening, Bob,
he even
I
begged.
I didn't say that.
He even begged this guy. Maybe I shouldn't even talk about it. But let me just briefly say he outed a guy. He stayed with a guy. A guy allowed him to stay in his apartment for free in a back room or something.
Where's Janer these days?
And he's in the back room.
I haven't seen Janer in quite a while.
And the guy kicked him out finally.
Is it Janer?
And in revenge, he ratted on him to the narcs.
The narcs. The narcs are back.
Yeah, he ratted on them.
The narcs are back, K-Rob. Watch out.
He ratted on them to the FBI, and the FBI came and took his drugs away and put him in prison for like 20 years.
No, stop. Hey, Philip K. Dick dropped the dime to the FBI on Stanislaw Lem and Tom Dish. Stanislaw Lem forgave him. Tom Dish, he took it
kind of
hard.
Yeah, but how many years did they serve?
They served no time whatsoever because they weren't doing anything.
These guys served like 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, he caught them dead to rights. I mean, I don't know what, it was like, who knows, piles of whatever.
So,
this is back
they had piles?
Day.
Oh, gosh, they hurt, don't they, piles? Have you ever had piles?
Yeah, well,
Gomer
if you have
or otherwise?
Piles of, I don't know, maybe...
Piles and piles and piles of
speed,
Gomers
cocaine,
and...
Atomic
piles. Heroin.
An atomic pile.
Shut down your atomic plant.
Aren't piles something you
caught.
Get up
a,
your kazoo there, Dr.
It's
Al?
Against a federal...
People don't get piles anymore. They have.
They surely do, sir.
They
do,
but now they call it something else, doesn't they?
Oh, no, it just piles up
the same. Piles and
they probably have some acronym.
Goober piles.
No, they probably have a euphemism for it. Probably,
you suffer from BBD.
Let's see, piles. Well, what
big,
is
something
it?
Like
is
Bob
it?
Dookie.
It's some kind of anal thing, I guess, right?
Yes, piles are an anal thing.
I'm glad this is no longer my show.
You bitched about me doing that last week.
What,
or
anal?
A couple weeks ago. No,
you did anal right here?
Talking about, anal things and...
I bitched about it.
Yeah, you were complaining. Oh, say the night of John
anal.
Law. Remember, John Law was here. And
John Law was
and
never
you
here.
Both complained. Oh,
we did
really,
anal?
You really
John
become
Law
so
and I
gross.
I did not do anything like that at all.
He totally.
I've never met
me of
John
that.
Law.
Now, who accused whom of what? Now,
piles and piles of accusations flying around like bats out of
you
hell.
You yourself,
like bats out of hell.
I
house.
Did nothing. I haven't been here.
Really? You're blaming Dr. Hal?
Oh,
he hasn't
true.
Even been here or hell or anywhere
have
near
no
hell.
Way of knowing our appreciation or gratitude.
He was
I'm
in the
sure
hell
you
of Burning
were there,
Man.
Weren't you, when John Hell, John Law was here?
Oh, I was here when John Law was there.
John
right.
Law was here?
Yes, he was.
You were here?
Where was I?
You weren't there.
I wasn't sitting right over there. That's right. Okay.
All right,
I don't remember. I forgot.
I withdraw my accusation
so,
the description on the podcast.
When John Law was here,
it was great fun.
There was something anal taking place that I did not approve of. Apparently, what? How? Hell? The hell was that? If you change one letter in the word anal, you have lava.
Lana,
yep, Lana or lava. Could you imagine having lava coming out of your anal orifice?
That would be evil. That would be evil. Would be for lava. No,
I gave lava at the orifice. Yes, Doctor.
Well, the album thing can get these hands.
Well, then there's
Mister Lava.
You know, in Europe, people eat awful. In England, especially,
they really eat really
they
poorly.
Love it awful.
They
sure.
eat really poorly over there. They
in
eat
the Arab
awful,
countries, they feel awful.
Yeah.
They
you
eat
know,
Eiffel.
Colons.
They eat Eiffel in Paris.
They'll eat kidney. Well, everyone eats kidneys, livers.
Yes,
but they'll eat stomachs. They'll eat, duodenums and
duodenum.
Parts of the head.
They eat
and the skull, the brains, the...
I like a little bit of kidney with
and your point,
Keon,
you know, the heart, and so forth. Well, I mean, it's rather disgusting.
My heart.
It's really quite revolting when
Thud.
You see the kinds of
the
dishes that
cock.
These crazy Frenchmen dream
do
up.
Anal.
Oh,
yeah, thanks. I'm not wanting any of that, but I'll
Why
pass
not?
It right over here. Why not?
You don't smoke that anymore?
No, he's joined the temperance.
Because you're on that other thing.
Carrie Nation, here I come. Who I am is where I am.
You're suited because
you have that thing that I don't have.
You druggies and you degenerates and you.
Not druggy enough.
You make me feel like dancing.
No, you can't say that on the... Well, it's not the air anyway. It's a podcast.
It's I can't breathe. I'm not on the air.
By the way, have we had any listeners?
No more the work of
There's
Satan.
One listener.
No more the dark saloons.
I'm listening. Like
no
I said
more
to
bartenders,
myself.
Unclean jokes, free lunches, and spittoons. No more the work of Satan.
No more the work of Santa.
Here lies Thomas, no more, no less. Or here lies less, no more, no more, no Thomas. Paging Dr. Moore,
Temperance Army
Less.
Shall hold sway across a Christian land.
Yeah.
If you would be kind enough.
You know, Al, if I might interrupt your thought for a moment.
Join the Temperance Army.
I've been trying to remember, because I used to have it memorized.
The righteous path you follow night and day.
Oh.
No more the drunken laughter, no more the dark saloons, no more bartenders, unclean jokes, free lunches, and spittoons. No more the work of Satan, no more shall gin mills stand. The temperance army shall hold sway across the Christian land. Doodle-a-dum.
How? Oh. I'm trying to remember Ozymandias. How does that start?
I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand half sunk a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that the sculptor well those passions read which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear.
Look upon.
My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Have a bite, Michael.
What's in this?
Really, one of the greatest
Ginger.
Poems. I love
Ginger.
That.
Ginger.
You, isn't that so
Mary Ann's in this one over here, and Mrs. Howe's in that one right there. Mrs. Howe. Mrs. Howe. Paging Mrs. Howe.
It's
where
jelly.
Is Mrs. Howe?
You are.
Speaking of Mrs. Howe, I noticed on your wonderful, wonderful X-Day booklet that was only $2.50.
Wonderful X-Day.
There was a little photo booklet. On the back page of someone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that someone that I recognized? There was a little selfie shot.
That is, was it a selfie? I don't know.
No?
I put it in the paper because it was documenting the fact that she was going to come and the play the Calliope for the subgenius assembled.
If you could just acknowledge
and
that.
And she did, too.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. This is Ginger, Michael, and that's Mary Ann.
That's a professor.
K-Rob, would you like Ginger or Mary Ann?
I always had to say that I did like Ginger. I know that's really the...
Pass some of this over there. That
the common view,
K-Rob,
rather
please.
Than... But
you may have some also, Michael.
I always
as much as you like, of course.
Mary Ann as well. I would say.
Mary Ann was really cool. She sent weed to Bob Denver. He got busted, but that wasn't
close
her fault.
She's so close to being prettier, even than you don't want it.
Okay.
To being pretty.
Dawn Wells won the part, but
she's very close to
who
being
auditioned for the part of Mary Ann was Raquel Welch, though she didn't get it. But
that wouldn't have been near as good.
Didn't get it, and she auditioned.
Yes, she auditioned. Yes.
Karen
Those
Valentine
idiots.
Could have played that part too, but she was a little bit too young.
But there's
they must have
pictures of her in the Mary Ann outfit.
They didn't hire Raquel Welch for TV. Oh
Would you
God.
Be my Karen Valentine?
She was well known. She was just an anonymous.
Sherwood Schwartz just wanted to get her on the couch.
Well, at 1 million BC, she was became known to me personally through the Police Gazette, which, when the movie came out, had a full 2-page pinup of Raquel Welch in her outfit. Oh, my God.
Sophia Loren and Raquel Welch.
Those are the two, yep. And they Jane Mansfield. You know, those are the, the bosomy 60s.
She's in a league of her own. Jane just, you know. You've seen the wild, wild world of Jane Mansfield, haven't you, Michael Pappy?
No.
Oh, man, no way. Seriously.
Really? A bio?
That is psychedelics without psychedelics. Yeah, it's this biopic of her.
I gotta see it then.
So she was making this weird little documentary film and then had the unfortunate near beheading there in Louisiana. And her husband, Mickey Hargaday, completed the film. And did this, yeah, and at the end of it does this long eulogy for her along with the two of the children who were in the car in the back seat. They survived. The dog did not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's funny because the lawyer boyfriend was driving. Anton LaVey tried to take credit for that. Yeah, I hexed her, and that's how it happened. Oh, man.
Was the boyfriend killed, too?
Yeah, yeah. He was killed. She was killed. They were
not the backseat.
Heads chopped off. They went underneath a tractor trailer. Wasn't that how it worked, Dr. Hal?
Really?
I saw on the way back from another accident
at
that time.
Ah, terrible.
Was it Mark Harkins that was driving?
Yes.
Didn't Hargitay die in it?
No, Hargitay was nowhere near there. She was cheating on him, that's the appropriate word.
Wow.
And so he was heartbroken upon her death and completed this film as a tribute to her. And in it he talks about her high IQ and going to Swarthmore College and how lovely she was. And tours the home where she lived, which is this love palace, hearts all over the place, a heart-shaped swimming pool. And yep. I don't want to ruin it for you. You need to see this movie. And it probably is available through the San Francisco Public Library.
Wild Library.
So the library opened up its basement during the heat wave as a heat relief center. Yeah, really? The one up in my neighborhood did. There was no air conditioning, but the basement was about 60 degrees down there.
Yeah.
And that was how I survived
on
Saturday.
My library was cold, cold. They
nice.
Really turned it up.
Nice. Good
but
for you.
I didn't know. I don't think so. I love the hot. I love heat.
That was...
I love
stroke.
The hot weather.
When I got home from here after Friday night last week, I had a bit of heat stroke. I truly actually.
Oh,
did.
Yeah. You
More
were saying
so heat exhaustion.
During the show itself was hot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't get any.
These rooms were just super, super hot.
You can't get any breeze going just with this one fan. There's got to be a couple more fans.
There were fans. There were lots of fans.
I know.
We could hear them applauding all throughout the night, but we're just too hot to acknowledge their.
With the molecules.
Their fanness.
They don't cool down those
their
molecules.
Their fandom. Fandomness.
No, they're like Jody. They're like.
Oh wait, so we're going to be here for a little while, correct?
I don't know.
What about you, Michael? How late can you stay, Michael?
A
couple more minutes.
Actually,
5, 10?
I would like to get.
You need to get home
before
midnight.
Before the.
The cartoons.
Buses go. You know.
Well, they're done. You missed that already.
Is it after 2?
It's after noon. Here, just put this in your mouth and shut up.
Are we not? Okay. What, is it good?
It's really bad. It's really bad for you.
Oh, okay.
That's bad, bad, bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Why didn't you? I wish you had given this to me 2 hours ago.
You weren't here 2 hours ago.
Oh, 1 hour ago.
You weren't here. You weren't here 1 hour ago.
I was too.
Nuh-uh.
I got here.
Nuh-uh. I've been clocking you. I'm clocking you.
11:30, I
Nuh-uh.
Got here.
Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh. No, he doesn't. No way, you did not.
I got here 11:30.
You did not.
I felt bad because I was late because I said 11 and it was 11:30.
Nuh-uh, you did not.
Yep.
You didn't, Michael.
And then...
Don't tell me no, Michael.
And then,
you did not.
Okay, it's now almost 1:30.
It was 11:45 when you called, Michael. I just checked my phone,
okay.
Michael. It was 11:45.
All right, 11:45.
Don't think I'm talking.
That was... an hour and a half ago.
Ready? Are we going to do this like, okay, ready? Or did you already?
I should have had the
are we ready?
Thing
did you already?
In my mouth before I sat down.
Did you already?
Yep.
Aw, oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where's the fun now?
I thought you already did it.
Fuck. No,
you didn't
I've been waiting
do
for
yours?
You. No,
oh.
I didn't do nothing.
Oh. All right.
Do.
Hurry up. We're only
do.
A few seconds apart.
I'm going to do. Okay.
No.
Oh, one. Oh, oh.
Jeez.
I do did.
Don't
done.
Stand there yakking. Get to dropping. Get to dropping, son.
Drop him!
Give me 20.
Give me 20. Drop. Give me 80 megs.
Give
me
help.
80 megs.
Heimlich, help.
I want you to be in the family business. I want you to be in the family business.
Heimlich, help.
LSD.
I'm sure we're not even on right now, right? Are we on? I'm on, baby.
Well, you know, where's the boy? We just did alcohol, you know. We wanted to, yeah, after a kill, you know, you're out on the hit. You hit two or three guys, and you kill them, and then you want to, but you guys today, you know, when you want to kick back.
You're not listening to me.
You go to LSD.
You're not listening to me.
You go in, you know, psychedelics, you know, your kids are crazy.
You're not listening to me.
Your kids are
Why
crazy.
Why are you listening to me?
It's more like this, it's more like Flash. Your kids are crazy.
You kids and
yeah,
your crazy, people, crazy, crazy kids.
These
kidness.
Kind of people become pop singers like Rod Stewart, Maggie.
So last night before
Kim
the
Carnes.
Drag King contest, I went to a
Maggie.
Free show at Haight and Ashbury at the Aviator Nation store there
Aviator
on the corner.
Aviator Nation.
And my friends, band played, friends plural. Band played there, Gactus, G-A-K-T-U-S-E, Gactus played. Gosh, they are wonderful, so much fun. They rock the house, man. Yeah.
Rocking the house, in the house.
They are a four-piece. Harry, Ian, Kevin, and the new member, I did not get an introduction to him, so Gactus, should you at some point or another listen to this, please remedy that remission. Thank you.
Oh,
the end. Goodbye.
Remedy of the remission?
A remedy of the remission. I am going to remit that remission and emission. And, oh, Psychic TV are here on the 21st, Michael, if you had wanted to see your friend and former lover, Genesis P. Orridge.
My Facebook friend, that's right.
Didn't
well,
you
I
guys
saw
have
them
an affair a long time ago?
I saw them here the last time at the...
I remember you telling
the
me that
of
you
the
and
hill
Genesis
at
were,
4th
were
and
a
Townsend.
Thing.
There was a club, there was a place called the Marine Club, something like that, or the, oh yes, the Marine...
Michael, you don't have headphones on, so you don't even know what you sound like.
No, I don't.
I don't know what you sound like either, and I have headphones on.
I don't know, and I, okay, all right.
Michael has two
it's
Michaels.
Called, it's at the top
Michael.
Of the hill of Townsend and 4th. It was called the Maru.
The Maru.
The yep. Marine...
The Badu Maru.
Something.
Yeah.
And they had Psychic TV for like, I don't know, $8-$10. It was like 90, maybe 91. I thought, wow, you know... The...
I have a free Psychic TV at home. I turn it on and it just tells me what I think.
I wish we... Yeah. Now, unfortunately, they don't live up to their title. They are not psychic, nor are they television.
Well, the new...
And they're not really that interesting. I don't think...
Where's
it
Tom
was like
Verlaine?
Disco. It was an attempt to do industrial disco, like avant-garde...
Okay, here we go again with the I Hate
edge,
Disco stuff.
Industrial
Fuck.
Disco.
Why did I come in?
You know, it's just a sort of a machine pulse...
We're going to put down disco again.
...with noise.
My heart is breaking.
I mean, I was into industrial. I mean, the industrial... was okay, you know, just pure noise events, you know,
Cabaret
noise.
Voltaire. Not that Front 242
yeah,
type
mean,
industrial,
know, no,
that
but,
Nine
know,
Inch Nails industrial, but the real stuff.
The
like,
real stuff.
Like Throbbing Gristle.
Like Throbbing
and
Gristle.
And Cabaret Voltaire.
And No New York. And
No New York.
A noise, Rhythm and Noise. And
Pear Ubu.
Pear Ubu.
They're industrial
right.
and music.
Theoretical
and
Girls. Glenn Branca, kind of.
Glenn Branca, okay.
James
yeah.
Chance and the. Actually, I saw them many
Control
times.
Yourself. Contort yourself. James White and the Blacks.
Every James White and the Blacks or James Chance and the Contortions gig I could find. I went to. So I saw them a half dozen times, including
a couple of times
when he beat, he actually was punched. He goes into the audience and attacks people, so they punch him. One night, his blood was spurting from his nose like a fountain. I mean, it's all over his clothes. He's on top of the tables in the club in Max's, Kansas City, blood pouring out of his nose. But it was funky, and it was jazzy, and it was this Albert Ireland noise saxophone. He was a great saxophonist, just like John Lurie. They were putting this avant-garde saxophone to the punk rock beat, but it's funked out punk in the early
funky
80s.
Punk.
It's like funk punk, and he did that, even went more disco with James White and the Blacks. I'm not against disco. Come on. It's just a label. It's a definition. It's a word. It's just a bird. Just means a certain
the
kind
bird,
of music.
The bird is the word. The word, the
doesn't
word,
mean.
The bird is the word. The bird, the word, 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 the bird, bird, bird is an albatross. The bird is an albatross. It's a parrot. It is a minor chord. Has Dr. Hal departed?
Oh, now apparently we've gotten our... This is our punishment for talking about disco, is we now have to listen to it. What the hell happened? Is this your doing, K-Rob? You know, actually, it was funny tonight on the bus. It was one of the few times I ever enjoyed myself on the 14... on the 14 mission bus. As soon as I got on, somebody struck up a Captain and Tennille song on the boombox, full blast, but perfect quality. Nobody said anything. And, you know, it was the one... Whatever. Bum, 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 bum. Love can keep us together. Da, 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 da. Oh, God. Oh, I hated that. That was Captain Tennille, wasn't it? Then it was Muskrat. But in any case, immediately brought me back to, of course, what? Reservoir Dogs. And, you know, his whole thing about these 70s songs really kind of caused death and mayhem. Yeah, this. Except the original, the hit in the 70s, was slower, you know, and kind of goonier. Yeah. Yeah, this is like the South Park version.
Right.
And the people are like trying to be funky.
Suburban family singer.
I love, you know what I love? The best South Park was where the whole town forms like a dancing line in order to prevent the Indian reservation graves from being overthrown by the bulldozers or something, and they're all dancing in a funk line, like a disco line. You know, all those great, zany, American, middle-class protesters. You know, they're so funky, and they're just so rebellious. What are you going to do? That's right. Damn it, they want clean water in this district. Yes. So, Muskrat Love.
Love.
Did you hear?
Muskrat Love will keep us together.
That was Captain Tennille.
Yeah.
Now, my thing, that's not Muskrat Love. The thing we're playing is, not, is that Muskrat Love?
No. But Muskrat Love is Captain Tennille, though, right?
Right.
It's like they do
so
that.
What were we listening to by who?
Love Will Keep Us Together by Valley High School, Las Vegas.
Okay, so what I want to know is who did the original... I know.
Oh, like, oh, you mean...
Debbie, no, the Australian girl. Olivia Newton-John, maybe?
Oh, okay.
It's kind of her lame style, you know, lame, horrible, soft rock. What could be worse than soft rock?
Love will keep us together.
Yeah, this is rock. I don't think...
Think of me, baby, when...
Oh, that's what we need. Betty Carter doing it now. Okay. All these songs are all done way, 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 way too often. That... Okay, well, anyway. Damn it. It's so freaking windy in here. You know, you can't light your J. You older people won't know what that means. Oh no. The ultra slow.
When everything is quiet.
Yes, she is. I saw her live in New York, yeah, in the 70s. She like had a thing to every night. Yeah, for me, yeah.
Sometimes I
loved her. She, her music, her vocal salute style is so remarkable and original, but it's much better on audio than it is on video because she makes these weird grimaces, these incredible facial expressions that are just very strange, very distracting. Because it's very, it's just her own style, you know. And with a night, yes. It settles down again. Betty Carter.
But among all media.
She was better, I think, at the up-tempo stuff where she could really, you know, freak out. You know, she was much, much more of a jazz musician even than Ella Fitzgerald. In the sense of using her voice as an instrument.
Lonely me.
You're
with so many neighbors.
I think she was at Sweet Basil, they called it. Sweet, you know, it's like this famous jazz club, but at the time it's like 8 tables. It's really tiny. I mean, it really was like a truly small cabaret scene, you know. It's a New York sound. It's the New York sound. Totally.
Must be something that I don't comprehend. Sparrows have companions. Even strange.
Yeah, throw a little you know, it needs a lot, I think, you know, but, you know, but I love layers anyway, but, throw a little Subotnick in there, that's what we need, a little Subotnick, a little Wild Bull.
Unhook the stars and take them down.
You know,
I can't play it at the same time.
You what?
I can't play it at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You could from that side, I suppose. Not that you should go there,
just,
but...
yeah.
Well, what... So you're plugged into the board, so whatever you... The sound of whatever you put up comes over.
Yeah, I got a laptop, I got one of these, and then if I wanted to go around and play some CDs, I could
right.
do that as well.
Can you overlap it, like, with the mobile over the laptop?
Well, each one's got a channel, so, you know.
So you could technically, I mean, right?
Yeah,
theoretically.
Yeah.
Could be. The hell happened to Jet?
Yeah, Jet left, I guess.
You think? No.
Unless he's saying goodbye to Hal.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like maybe left together.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty high, so I mean he's gonna talk for a while.
Yeah, let's inject some reason into this.
Yeah, it'll be there a while. Well, oops. There he is.
And
damn.
Jet has left the building.
The building, yeah. We were just like ragging on you, like, whoa.
Ooh, great. My ears
guy.
Are burning.
He's like chicken
huh?
out. He's like chickening out from radio. Like,
I'm
oh,
Chicken
what are
you John.
You
call
radio?
Me Chicken John again?
You know, you, I'm
you
saying you're
pull
afraid
that shit with me again?
You're afraid
me
of the radio.
John?
I would never call anyone. Chicken John.
Oh,
even
did,
Chicken John. I wouldn't even call him.
You wouldn't
him.
Call Chicken John.
No.
Do you have his number?
I wouldn't call him.
Let's call him right now.
No, but I mean, if
you've
I,
got his number. I know I, you've got
no,
his
I
number.
Don't. No, no, no.
Well, not his number,
never
but you've
have.
Got his number, though.
No, I never have.
His number?
But I've never talked to him on the phone. Well,
I've got
except
your
for
number.
That one time.
I've got your number. I got you figured out.
Well, he's... In any event, no, I have never called him. We
to adjust to their ways.
So how about this, Michael? Instead of that piece of metal you got in your hand there, why not
yeah.
try one of these?
Fire one up. All right. I'll put mine on the hold, on the runway.
So these are some halvesies. Oh, and then, okay, so
we
here.
We didn't finish this.
Well, there's that,
well,
too.
Well, I know. Well,
you got a graveyard
small.
Going. So if but, that's there and then that, and then you build up a little bit of a graveyard, and later you can bury them somewhere.
Yeah.
Or well, if they're in a graveyard,
no.
they probably are buried.
I'm convinced that they are better the day after. Roaches get better with time.
That's like
time.
Sex. It's better the day after.
Something happens within the joint itself to where it gets better the longer you within reason.
Well, personally, for me, the next day is not X day. So after is no good for me. Once I'm done, I'm done. I
really?
Eat.
You throw them out?
No, I sit them to the side and then I give them to you. Because
oh.
you like them that way.
Yeah, but if you didn't have me to give them to, what would you do with them?
I would give them to someone else.
Okay, good. Don't let them go.
Remember
to
someone else?
Don't
I never
let
met
them go
someone
to waste.
Else. What happened to someone else? We were talking about Bob Black. We were talking about Jane or Hypercletes. What about someone else? Did you ever interact with someone else?
I'd rather talk about Bob Blackmore.
No, not me. So someone else, though. Did you know him? Someone else of the Church of the Subgenius. Do you remember that person? Someone else.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he was a subgeni.
Really?
He was a subgeni. Yeah, baby. I sub your geni.
Oh, come on. Damn it. Okay. Can you get that? Can you get something out of that? I can't.
I can't get
I
shit because I'm not doing these
that
things.
Won't, okay.
Try it again. Here. Okay. Watch this. Okay. Oh,
no, you get it going for
up,
me.
Chop,
all
chop,
right?
chop, chop.
You start it for me because.
There you go. Now you do it.
That
there
thing
you
doesn't light.
It will light now. Come on, Michael, light that fire. You can do it and don't make a pyre. Because if the station burns down, we won't have any more live on the air. Ha! Huh. Oh, that didn't rhyme. Shit. 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 And here we are in outer space, traveling. To the spiral galaxy NGC 1232, approximately 60 million light years away, and 200,000 light years across from side to side. We will be there in approximately 15 minutes. Listeners, should you choose to remain with us, we will take you there. I'll take you there. Michael, I don't know if he'll take you there. He might take you to Andromeda. We are in the Milky Way.
Oh, you
know. No way. No Milky Way for me. Almond Joy's Got Nuts, Milky Way doesn't.
Well, here we go. Really a classic analog electronic.
Yeah, this is Basil Kirchen.
Like the old days.
No, I don't think it is Basil Kirchen at all. I believe there may be some Basil. I did pass
probably
along some Basil Kirchen to K-Rob, if I recall correctly. Morton Downey Subotnick Jr. That's a good one. I played that one here several weeks ago. No one laughed at me either.
That was a great record.
Michael laughed a little bit, but I think he's laughing at something else. Not someone else, but something else.
My ex-girlfriend took a electronic music course with him at UC San Diego.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So 1 degree of separation or whatever, yep.
So what?
She's not even a composer. She's a visual artist, and so it went to waste, really.
What is the name of the sports teams at the University of San Diego? What are they? This the University of San Diego blanks.
Boy, that's a good question.
Michael, and we are counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 7, 10, 14, 6, 3, 12, 95, 1, 0.
You know, I don't...
Not the Incans. It's the Toltecs. Yes, the University of San Diego Toltecs.
San Diego...
The San Diego Marines. No. The San Diego Padres.
Colts.
No, that's baseball.
The Colts.
The Colts.
San Diego...
No, I don't think it's the
San
Colts.
San Diego...
The San Diego Colts. Yes, the Colts.
Colts.
The
yes.
Colts. The Colts. The San Diego Colts.
Yeah.
The Colts.
No, that would be the L.A. Colts.
Well, the L.A. Colts.
That was when was, well, it really should
they
be
were the Rams,
San
and then
Francisco
they were the Colts.
Colts.
The
what
San Francisco
saying?
Colts, yes.
Yeah.
The, well, now that the 49ers have moved to San Jose, you know, that's the name of the new team, the Colts.
Yeah. What about the...
Aztecs.
The Nevada Burners.
The University of San Diego.
The Nevada
Aztecs.
Burners.
Aztecs.
The Aztecs, that's
the
good.
The Aztecs, yes.
No, that would be, taking advantage. No, because
it was, actually.
They don't even
want
Redskins. They don't want Indians,
I don't either. Circle the wagons.
I do. Well, then we shouldn't have cowboys either. Then.
Circle the wagons, immediately.
Then,
no more
Indians.
You
can't have
Indians.
Wagons either.
I'm on the wagon, Michael. Remember, I don't want any of that frop, so I am on the wagon.
No, as soon as you start prohibiting stuff, you end up prohibiting every fucking thing.
I know.
You know this. Come
I know.
On.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No fucking way, man.
Everything that is not prohibited is mandatory.
Everything that is not prohibited is slack. Yeah, Michael, I could have brought you last night had I been able to get in touch with you. I could have brought you to the Drag King show. I had an unlimited guest list.
I don't go to shows anymore.
I don't like drag queen stuff, but Drag Kings, I do love Drag Kings. And last night's performances were outstanding. Best one I've ever been to.
What would be your what percentage do you think of the Drag Kings are straight, and what percentage are lesbian?
It's not something I actually ever think about at all.
Right, but I mean, would you say it's probably, it's all just mixed in?
I know many, so I can tell you that some self-define as straight, and some self-define as gay or
that's
lesbian
what I
or whatever.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
some don't really self-define because they don't really care. Personally, here's my deal with stuff like that. Folks want to ask you a question. My answer isn't don't ask, don't tell. It's the only question I'll answer is, do you want to fuck with me? Yeah. So that's an easy question to answer. I'll always answer that question. It's simple. Yes, no. Sometimes maybe. Usually yes or no. Actually, usually no. No. I'm a monk. I live as a monk.
Do you love me? Now that I
got candy. Now we got some good. Some turn that shit up, man. What is that?
See, I'm into animals anyway. Human animals. I'm into them.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that.
I'm stuck
movie.
In the middle with a you and a ram.
I saw TV the other night. Oh, that is
lamb.
So funny. When
Which
he
movie?
When he sings that song.
Who? Which
think
movie?
Of the actor's name, Reservoir Dogs.
Okay. Oh, you're right. Get stuck in. That's great. That's fun, isn't that? That scene.
And that dance that he does, he kind of like this. Stuck in the middle with you.
Who's the actor that does that?
It's so,
which guy does that?
That's what I want to know. He's kind of an Italian-looking guy, handsome.
It's Madsen, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Madsen.
Is he related to Virginia Madsen?
I do not believe the spelling is the same, but I don't know
okay.
that there is any
Thank
direct
you.
Relationship.
That's what I thought it was.
That he was... may have molested her once. He's got a reputation for stuff like that. He's been arrested, apparently, for
Who?
Things like that.
Madsen, the male?
Yeah, Michael Madsen.
Really? Been arrested for what, attacking women?
If I recall correctly, you'll have to Google it if that's your search engine of choice.
Right.
If not, then, well, I doubt you'll be able to find
well,
it.
Well, he kind of looks... He reminds me a little of Ray Liotta. Yeah, this thing won't stop.
Who's Ray Liotta's brother? Do you know?
No. Does he have one?
Yep, he sure does. James Arness.
You know what? Here's a question
James
for
Arness
you.
Is Ray Liotta's
Chris,
brother.
Who is Chris Penn related to Sean Penn?
Yes, actually, they are brothers.
Really? Okay, now brothers. I know. Fuck. I always thought, oh, is he son or who
They
knows?
Don't look like they would be, but that's just because
right.
Chris Penn didn't take so much care of himself and got kind of jowly and whatnot.
Well, he's not a big star like his brother.
He's
I mean, not a huge star, you know. That is in the holes, I mean, Sean Penn.
Sure, Michael, I want that now. I changed my mind. No, give me that.
I don't know. It's a reflex, man.
Give me. I want some more.
Give me.
Don't ask. What for?
I'm in from the old days where it was just automatic. If you were smoking, you offered it to somebody else.
I'm of that same old school, too.
But
you
just
pass it along
it was
to the
just,
person next
yes,
to you.
It's just a matter of habit.
And when
that's
they give
all.
You this frowning look,
it's
you say,
just habit.
Get out of here, you square.
That's all, yeah. Now you say, fuck off, man. What, you don't smoke pot? What, you're not cool?
That's right.
You're not hip, man. Get out of here.
You can't handle the truth.
Fuck your shit.
You can't handle the truth.
Don't smoke pot, huh?
Smoke pot, smoke pot, everybody smoke pot, smoke, smoke, poke, smoke, smoke, smoke,
grab your balls,
smoke, smoke, bok, bok, bok.
Grab your balls and squeeze them, punk!
That's a protest. In the old days, way back in Greece, that was called a protest.
Balls?
Yeah, when you were grabbing your nuts, that was protesting.
Right, exactly.
Get it? No,
it
I'm totally serious. It still is.
And it still is.
Just, I want to protest this. And they're grabbing their jock and like ranting about some fucking nonsense instead of doing some direct fucking action and making a difference in the world.
It's also true. It's also true that most rappers hold their hand right at their crotch while they're rapping.
Yeah, like you know, in case they're going to lose. Use that piece of equipment.
Like, you know,
oh, I lost it. Where'd it go?
You know, they're always kind of feeling it and touching it.
Feel me.
What is that about?
Touch me.
Why is that? They're always like reaching for it or poking at it.
Pokemon.
What is that about? I don't know.
That
even Rod Stewart didn't do that.
Like
or Elvis.
2 inches. And that's why they're grabbing it.
Yeah, I know. They're trying to make it bigger by magic.
You know how I made mine bigger?
Oh, damn it.
Well, not bigger. Oh, okay, wait. Huh? What's
the
that?
Pump.
Where did it go?
Get the pump.
Pump.
Get the penis pump.
Pump up the jam.
I've never used that. Have you ever used a peanut?
Jelly.
I never have.
Pump up the peanut butter.
Pump. Pump up the jams.
Technotronic, techno pump up the
jam.
Jelly. Pump up the jam. Pump up the smuckers.
I got the power. I've got the power.
I've got the powder. I've got the powder. Let's sniff some of the powder.
Is that the Chemical Brothers?
I want to sniff powder. It was Technotronic. Technotronic. And the girl who is singing the song isn't actually singing the song. They stuck somebody else out there who they thought would be more attractive. And the woman who actually did the vocals in that track basically got jacked.
No way.
Ain't that
because
uncool?
That's the no, they should he should get all the money. It's almost the
I do like that song.
That's not doesn't have a lot of vocal other than that. I mean
Pump
that's the
up
thing.
The jam. No, it's got a whole bunch of vocals
too. Well,
to it.
But
it says
wait, who doesn't?
The jam,
she did the
jam.
Recording. She
pump,
did all pump, the pump, vocals pump, and the whole recording? She should get the Monet.
She should get the Monet.
Get the Monet.
Janelle Monet. Have you ever heard Janelle Monet? She's real good. Real, real good stuff. Great videos as well, too. Check her out sometime. Janelle Monet.
There's a girl, woman who does a sort of a jazz Motown thing.
That's Janelle Monet.
Very sexy.
Wears men's suits, close-cut hair. Janelle Monet.
I'm not sure about the... Well, it could be black. Anyway.
Marvin Gaye.
It's in that vague, but she's young. No, this girl I'm talking about
is maybe
mid-20s, but she's good. She's like Sade a little. Maybe she's late 20s. I saw a couple years ago on a...
Aaliyah.
Maybe.
Or she's dead, though.
No.
Plane crash.
I don't know. Yes. Okay, wait a minute, though. But
yes.
This is like... It's like Motown.
Boom, 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 boom,
that's
boom,
the first boom, impression jam, is it's jam, classic jam, Motown from a jam, girl who wasn't even jam, born
jam,
when
jam,
Motown
jam. Is she that, wasn't is, even born and there she is singing.
That are you saying that that girl is dead, the Motown girl?
That girl is Mary Richards.
Well, she should be dead. She was obnoxious.
She is dead.
No,
she
but
died
that girl,
earlier this year.
No, that girl, the girl
no, that girl wasn't Marlo. Yeah, that girl was Marlo Thomas. No,
okay, yes, but
Mary Richards was Mary Tyler Moore. Marlo Thomas was that girl. That girl, that girl.
That neither
is
are what
you
we're talking about.
And me. What about my knee? You're smoking a joint. Keep off my knee.
Trying to get the sucker going again, but that's the league we're playing in this sort of my.
God, the Yankees got clobbered today.
What would you call
today.
This? The Garbage League? The
Justice League?
The Trash League?
Of Radio Valencia.
The
Trash League. So
the Roach Village. That's what it
Roach
is.
Village.
It's a Roach Village.
The Global Roach Village. Village. The Global Roach Village. Brought to you by Marshall McLuhan. The medium is the massage artist. Yeah, that tinkly piano stuff, my favorite sound of all. Don't really like the hi-hat, do like the tinkly piano. Don't really like vocals, do like the Roland 808. How about you, Michael? What you like over there?
I like the...
Saxophone? Sousaphone? Cell phone?
I think it's a nice piano sound. Nice imitation on Steinway. But I prefer the Fender Rhodes. That was really the greatest. The Fender
on
Rhodes.
On the Rhodes again.
Much better than the DX7, which
on
is
the
its successor.
Again.
I mean, antecessor.
Yamaha.
They make wonderful instruments, it's true.
They do, don't they?
No question about it.
And motorcycles, too.
That's the, that's what,
wouldn't
like a Chick Corea.
Dead on
one? Chick Corea probably plays.
Isn't he the shortstop for
Korg.
The,
Korg
Astros?
Makes that wonderful red, controller.
King Korg, Skull Island.
Korg, the controller.
Gosh, music, it just soothes the savage beast.
I put a spell on you. That's what this sounds like.
Screaming Jay.
Because
you're screaming Jay Hawkins in my ear.
And that's what we want to hear. Because
I thought you wanted to hear Papa John Creech because he's from the same town as you.
East Bridgewater, Massachusetts?
Beaver Falls.
Oh, really? A fellow Beaverite. Well, that's any man with beaver in his location.
Did you know that Beaver Falls was named after real beavers?
Yeah.
real beavers.
Well, you know, it was probably...
Wasn't that Cleaver of them?
It's probably
to name
the
it after beavers
that created the dam that created the falls.
It's highly likely.
I mean, your beaver is something incredibly to do with that. Creative.
Keep your crabs off my beaver.
And, you know, creative force. We would be nothing.
How about
nothing
that Jim
without beaver? Beavers.
We wouldn't be nothing
would
without...
Be nothing.
A woman.
Without a woman, I'll be evil.
Or a tranny. Or a drag king.
Or a drag king.
I would be everything.